everybody. I'm Karis, and welcome back to Unmasked. As you have been with us over the last couple of weeks, we are going to be talking about real hurts and real struggles that we all deal with, but we are scared to let others know that we're going through those things. And what we are wanting to do is to unmask those hurts, talk about those real issues that maybe we're afraid to talk about. But as we talk about those things together, what's going to happen is we're going to pour real hope onto those hurts, and we're going to be able to again begin to see healing and freedom. And we're going to be able to come together and say, hey, we understand what each other's going through, and we're going to walk through that journey and that process together. So glad to have you all here with us. You have been an encouragement to me as you have watched the show and shared your feedback. So I pray that you are getting encouragement as well. So I know last week we talked about Blue Monday. I don't know about you guys, but last week the weather here in Alabama was dreary and it was cold and it was hard to get outside to get that vitamin D. So I really could feel the effects of that Blue Monday, and it really felt like a blue week. But January, it is moving through, and we're almost through this month. But one thing that I wanted to talk to you guys today, as we were focusing on Blue Monday last week and just how we all can go through January and feel maybe kind of blah and just really struggle through, during January, many of us can begin to feel anxiety. And you don't realize that you're feeling anxiety. And for some of you who are watching, you don't just deal with anxiety in January. You have battled it February, March, April, so on and so forth. And you are wondering, am I the only one that is going through this? Am I the only one who is feeling these symptoms, who is having these thoughts and these doubts in my mind? And maybe you have some of these symptoms and you have some of these thoughts and fears, but because it's you don't know what it is that you're experiencing, you don't know how to get help. So we're going to unpack that today. We're going to talk about what is anxiety. What are the symptoms that some people may feel as they battle anxiety, to maybe give you a better understanding of what it is? For me, many, many years ago, I was unfortunately one of those who did not think anxiety was real. I honestly did not think that people dealt with anxiety attacks, that they dealt with all of these symptoms that they talked about. And I would look at them and I would say, just suck it up. You just need to go run it off and you're fine. You're going to be okay. There was not very much compassion there until one day I began to deal with my own battles with anxiety and anxiety attacks. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that. But I wanted to give you some numbers just so you know you are not the only one that is dealing with anxiety. I know that it tells you that because it told me that. But I want you to know today that you're really not alone in this struggle. So worldwide, adults, and they consider adults 18 years and up, 264 million adults are battling some form of an anxiety disorder. So if we break that down to the United States, that number is 40 million adults. That is 18 years and up battling some form of anxiety. They have also taken numbers for children, and they consider children to be ages 3 to 17. That number is 4.4 million children in the United States are battling some form of anxiety. That is too many people dealing with a real struggle, and we're not talking about it enough. And that's what we're hoping to change here today. So what we have also seen in studies and in numbers is that women are typically 33% more apt to battle some form of anxiety. And then men, it's 22% for you. So what is the difference? Why is it typically women who are gonna battle this more than men? So what they found is it's due to hormone fluctuations in women, the brain chemistry that we have going on, the way we as women were brought up. And women, we typically feel responsible for the happiness of those around us. So you think about it, for your family, for your children, in your job, maybe you're asking constantly, what do you need? Are you okay? Are you doing all right? Is there anything you need? Can I help you here? So we are constantly thinking about the happiness of those around us, how we can serve them, how we can help them, how we can make sure that they feel comfortable, they can feel good. Now, men, let's not leave you out here. You also deal with stress and pressures, and yours typically are going to be the pressure of being the provider and the protector. You want to provide, you want to make sure that your family is good, is taken care of, or maybe if you own a business, you want to make sure that those employees are taken care of and that you are doing enough work to meet their needs and meet those families' needs. But not only provider, you want to be protector. You want to make sure they're safe, that the environment is safe, that they feel safe, in the same for your children and for your spouse. So that can be what brings upon anxiety for you as men. And I want to make sure that you all understand that anxiety affects us all. No one is exempt. It doesn't matter your socioeconomic background. It doesn't matter where you're from. If you grew up in a home with a mother and a father or a single family home, drugs, alcohol, it has no effect. Anxiety will come after whoever it can get its hands on. So anxiety is your body's natural response to stress. We're all going to have stress. We're all going to have things that we deal with, that we go through. And some stress is natural. So some anxiety is going to be natural for you to feel, like a first day of school for our students, or a first day of a job, or jury duty, which I just had to get out of a couple of weeks ago, and that made me feel anxious within myself. But maybe you are on a jury, or maybe you have this huge test or a huge project that's due at work. Dealing with anxiety in those situations is very normal and is not what you would call an anxiety disorder. So an anxiety disorder is when you have battled with anxiety daily and it is affecting your daily way of life, your daily way of living for 6 months or more, where you are experiencing symptoms for 6 months or longer. So for me, I remember back in 2011 when anxiety began to just be overwhelming for me, it would be very difficult to get up out of bed. And the feelings and symptoms that I would experience when I would get up, I would have a rapid heart rate. My breath would be short and it would also be rapid. And it was hard for me to think. I felt like I was in a fog most of the times. And also, I can remember just sitting on my couch, watching a TV show, and all of a sudden, this fear and this dread would come on me. And I thought I was really having a heart attack. I thought something bad was about to happen. I didn't know what, and there was really no threat around me, but that's what my brain perceived, and that's how I lived for months. And I would go through the day and my heart would be racing and I would be paralyzed in this fear. And once that feeling left me, I was exhausted because my body was so tense, my muscles were so tense, and this oxygen and this fuel is flowing through my body trying to help me. And once it all ended, I was worn out. And all I did was sit there because I was too afraid to move. And so that's how anxiety began to manifest itself in my life. And during that time, I had a successful business. My daughter was at home with me. My husband's business was going well. We were leading worship at a church. Everything seemed to be going great. But inside, I was struggling. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't eat. I couldn't think straight. I was overthinking every single decision that I was gonna make down to what I was gonna wear every day. And anxiety was welling up inside of me and I didn't know what it was and I didn't know how to deal with it. And maybe you're there as well. Part of your brain is affecting you in that anxiety. There is your amygdala and your hippocampus. That amygdala part of your brain deals with the triggers of that anxiety response, and your hippocampus stores memories of threatening events, which a lot of times for those who suffer with post-traumatic stress disorder, this is where your anxiety is going to come from past experiences that were not good for you, and those memories are there. Also, those of you who are battling anxiety, you're going to deal with panic attacks, which is what I would deal with. It would just come upon me, and it would just be a wave of panic. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't function because that panic was upon me. Social anxiety, which is what we see many of our teenagers and children dealing with today, and you as an adult, you may deal with that as well. It's this fear that when you walk into a place, you walk into a room, you're going to be judged. you're going to be rejected. And who wants to be rejected, right? So that's where that fear comes upon us. Like, who's going to be in this room that we know? And you start thinking and you overanalyze. You think about our young people today. They're on their social media so much. And then when they get out into the real world, they don't know how to have those conversations and how to interact with people. So it's very easy for them to go to this anxious place. Separation anxiety, you can see this in children when they go to school, when they go to church, when they go to a place where their parents are not, maybe it's camp for the first time. It's very easy for them to feel this anxiety when they leave their loved ones, leave a close friend. Now, your typical anxiety that many people face with these disorders is your general anxiety disorder. And this is excessive worry over family, money, health, work. You expect the worst for no reason at all. Your mind and your brain have created this threat that seems real when it's not, but that's where you go and you kind of live in that place. It's very difficult to get through the day. You overthink and you overanalyze every situation, like I talked about for myself. That's where I was. General anxiety, just about everything, big or small. Now, some symptoms that you may face, it can be butterflies in your stomach. Do you guys remember when you would get up and you give speeches in school and you would feel those butterflies and you feel nervous in your stomach? So that is a symptom of anxiety. You may feel nauseous. You feel that racing heartbeat, wondering, okay, my heart's got to calm down, and it just will not stop. You feel out of control, like you've lost control. Nightmares, panic attacks, insomnia. And because of the insomnia, you feel fatigue, you feel tired all the time, rapid breathing, dizziness, excessive sweating, fear, dread, and distress, chills, hot flashes, dry mouth, muscle tension. All of these are symptoms of anxiety. And maybe you've noticed within yourself that you have been dealing with some of these symptoms. And I want to speak to you very specifically. If you have been dealing with this 5 to 6 months, friend, if you are in that place, you are in a place where it's okay to ask for help. It's okay for you to reach out to your community, your tribe around you, those people that love you as you are. I promise you, if you reach out and you talk about these things, they're going to accept you and they're going to help you get help. Reaching out to a counselor, reaching out to anyone that's around you that can help you is very important for you. And I want to encourage you as we close today to go and get help. And as we begin to prepare for our show for next week, we're not only going to be talking about, okay, this is what anxiety is and this is what those symptoms are, but next week, we're going to unpack what your triggers might be for your anxiety. And not only your triggers, but coping skills and how to cope with anxiety. Because the thing is, you can leave that pit. You can leave those anxiety elephants, if you will, that are stomping on your life. And you can go from a life of surviving to thriving. So there are ways to cope with that. There are triggers that you will be able to see and you will be able to find as we come back to you guys next week on Unmask. Thank you so much for being here with us today as we talk about real hurts and pour in real hope.